There's still a long way to go to closing the gap between Indigenous and non-Indigenous Australians on most measures of disadvantage. Economic empowerment is a central plank of the federal government's strategy to raise Indigenous living standards. The government's Indigenous procurement policy is one example. It sets a target for the number of government contracts that go to Indigenous business. Commercial lawyer Bevan Mailman is a partner with Indigenous-owned commercial law firm Jarama Legal. He's speaking here with Damien Carrick.
The program is an initiative implemented at a Commonwealth level so the government can use its buying power and support the growth of Indigenous enterprise around Australia. The policy was implemented in 2015.
So the idea is that a certain percentage of government contractors should be Indigenous businesses. Is that right?
Correct. But the policy states that they're looking at 3% of contracts under the Indigenous procurement policy Commonwealth going to Indigenous companies.
3% of government spend or 3% of contracts?
Contracts.
And since 2015, what has been the goal and have they reached the goal?
I think in the first year, the Commonwealth reached their goal and actually exceeded the 3%. I think the growth rate was 6.2 million taken from 1st of July 2015. 2 years later, it was over $1 billion in spend. I think there was growth rate in 1 year of 5,000%. So significant uptake and support from government engaging Indigenous businesses through the IPP.
And so you would regard this as a big success?
I think so. I think you have to listen to the market when you talk to business leaders, Indigenous and non-Indigenous. They would say, has been quoted, that it's probably the most successful policy, Indigenous policy ever implemented in Australia.
So how many Indigenous-owned businesses have been awarded contracts under this scheme?
I think about 1,000, just looking at the latest figures. Over 1,000 Indigenous businesses have been awarded contracts.
I have heard the term, and I've seen it in media reports, of black cladding. It's the equivalent, I guess, of greenwashing. The idea being that this is only privileging a few well-connected businesses. What do you say to those sorts of criticisms?
Oh, I think the term black cladding is problematic. I really think the real issue is value being transferred down to Indigenous businesses and community. That's the question. There's nothing wrong with joint venturing, and you can call it whatever you like. It's a standard business practice. Now, if those companies that come together delivering value to Indigenous business and community, then it's wonderful. If they're not, then you know, those companies are identified through the auditing process in government or just through the market itself, in the Indigenous market, who prefers to engage with those companies that are really changing the lives of community members around Australia.
Now, I know that I think it was last year The Australian and Crikey reported that some public servants had written to the PM's department about their concern that this scheme was a way of some companies escaping the competitive tendering process through not real joint ventures with Indigenous people. What's your response to those sorts of criticisms?
I think there has been a response to that. Recently, the government's amended its criteria around certification of Indigenous businesses with Supply Nation, so they've tightened things there.
And Supply Nation are the certification body, are they?
Certification and a lobby body for Indigenous businesses. They've tightened their ropes around ensuring that Indigenous companies do benefit from the IPP first and foremost. But I guess at the end of the day, business is business and business is an opportunistic and market. And it's up to, I guess, Indigenous businessmen and women to be well educated in how to put together the right joint venture so their KPIs around Indigenous engagement, around outcomes for Indigenous communities are met.
That's Bevan Mailman, commercial lawyer and partner with the Jarama Legal, speaking there with Damien Carrick. And for more about this Indigenous procurement policy, tune into the Law Report this afternoon at 5:30, right here on RN, or of course, anytime on the ABC Listen app.